Unit 6, page 32. Listen to the radio program.
On today's program, we are hosting Natasha, who writes for Animal Life Online. She has some interesting stories about animals to share with us today. Hello and welcome, Natasha.
Thanks and hi to all our listeners and animal lovers everywhere. I'm here today to tell you some unusual animal stories that are so bizarre you might not believe them if you saw them in a movie. My first unusual animal story takes place in Kenya, where a full-grown lioness began caring for a baby antelope. Under normal circumstances, the lioness would eat the baby antelope. So why did she adopt him instead? What caused this incredible bond between natural enemies? When the lioness came across the baby antelope, it was with its mother, who was scared away by the lioness. Instead of grabbing the baby by the neck and killing it, she picked it up by the scruff of its neck. The baby antelope struggled to get away, since every instinct screamed that it was in danger. As a matter of fact, when big cats adopt other animals, they usually give in to their nature within a few days and eat the baby animal. But not this time. The lioness, who local Samburu people have named Kamunyak, meaning the Blessed One, protected the baby antelope from other predators like cheetahs. She even let the antelope mother come close enough to feed the baby, and then chased her away. This went on for a while, until she let her guard down and a full-grown male lion killed the baby antelope.
That's a terrible ending to the story.
Oh, but that's not the end of the story, as far as Kamunyak is concerned. She didn't give up. She has since adopted 5 more baby antelopes and taken care of them for as long as nature allowed her to. To this day, scientists cannot explain why Kamunyak behaves in this way.
Nature is sometimes cruel and at other times magical, I guess. It's the way of the wild.
Yes, that's right. So here is another adoption story that involves a weird combination of tigers and pigs. In the wild, Bengal tigers are carnivores. The Bengal tiger is an endangered species. There are only some 2,500 Bengal tigers left in the world. In a remarkable experiment, conservationists in Thailand are trying to save baby Bengal tiger cubs who have been orphaned. The Bengal tiger cubs are put in with mother pigs who are nursing baby piglets. The mother pigs do not seem to notice the difference, and they feed the furry striped baby tigers alongside their own baby piglets.
I'd love to see that, but I don't see myself getting to Thailand anytime soon.
Well, actually, you can see clips and pictures online. Just use keywords such as pig, adopt, and tiger. It's truly an amazing sight. Then, if you switch the order of your keywords and search for tiger, adopt, and pig, you'll find the other side of the story. In the same zoo, just around the corner, a 2-year-old Bengal tiger named Simai is caring for 6 growing piglets. She allows the baby piglets to climb all over her, just as if they were baby tiger cubs. A phenomenon known as olfactory imprinting causes Simai to think that the pigs are members of her own family and not food.
That I have to see. Right after our program, I'll log on to the internet to see the pictures.
Okay, then here's one last unbelievable animal story for today. You've heard of seeing-eye dogs, right? And you've probably even encountered one walking with a blind person. Well, I bet you've never seen a seeing-eye horse.
Did you say horse?
That's what I said. Cuddles is a miniature horse. She weighs about 25 kilograms and is only 60 centimeters tall. She is the first expertly trained guide horse in the world. Cuddles lives in America with Dan, and she understands 23 different commands, such as right and left. Why choose a horse instead of a dog? Well, Dan always wanted a horse, so when he started to lose his eyesight, he agreed to try living with Cuddles as his guide animal. Horses have a remarkable field of vision. They can see 350 degrees, almost being able to see what is behind them. Another advantage of using a horse rather than a dog as a guide animal is their life expectancy. Horses live for about 35 years, more than twice as long as dogs. Horses also have wonderful memories. They never forget something they have learned. Once they learn to cross a busy street, they will always know how to do it. Dan and Cuddles are pioneers in this endeavor to bring the partnership between man and beast to new levels of cooperation. By the way, you can also find Dan and Cuddles online.
It's always interesting to have you as a guest on our show, Natasha. I hope you'll come back again with more great stories.
Thanks, I sure will.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us today.